A growing number of faith leaders in Indiana are organizing demonstrations to protest federal and state immigration policies. Zach Castle reports how people from across the state showed their support for immigrants during recent events. God bless
the immigrants. Members of the clergy gathered Monday on a grassy field in front of the Miami Correctional Facility to protest immigration policies. The Reverend Matt Landry of Castleton United Methodist Church in Indianapolis helped organize the prayer vigil. He says they have a message for elected officials.
We gather today in prayerful support of our immigrant brothers and sisters, as we also stand in prayerful presence and lament over the detention centers across our state and here.
Earlier this month, the federal government announced the state prison would be used to detain up to 1,000 immigrants in enforcement operations. About 150 people showed up at the vigil. The religious leaders and attendees represented at least half a dozen Christian traditions. They oppose policies and language they say dehumanize immigrants, including the Trump administration's unofficial name for the facility, the Speedway Slammer. The Reverend Fatima Yakubu Mattis of the Christ Church Cathedral in Indianapolis says the policies create fear.
Children are left behind. They are separated from their parents. Their parents are afraid to go to school, to go to stores for groceries.
They join other religious leaders protesting Indiana detention centers. A rally in Columbus last weekend was hosted by the Reverend Dr. Felipe Martinez of the First Presbyterian Church. They read the names of immigrants detained in Florida's so-called alligator Alcatraz to draw attention to the use of Camp Atterbury in southern Indiana.
We remember Nicolás Esbir Miranda.
The federal base is operated by the Indiana National Guard. Faith leaders say they are organizing future demonstrations across the state. I'm Zach Castle.
Kyle Long contributed to this report. I'm Aubriana Heron.